我们先有一点祷告。
Let's first have a few word of prayers.
主，感谢你又给我们一个下午聚在这里。
Lord, we thank you again for another afternoon to be gathered here.
你要用着你自己的话，也用着你自己的灵，在我们的里面引领我们活在你的心意里。
By your word and by your spirit, you want to lead us to live within your will.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你在我们身上的拣选不是一件很小的事，
Because when you have chosen us, it's not a small matter.
是非常大的事。
It is a great matter.
因为你要把我们带回你起初造人的目的里。
Because you want to bring us back to the purpose of why you created man.
也就是你在创世以前你所定规的旨意。
It is the will that you have set before the foundation of the earth.
主，这样大的事情我们一下领会不过来。
Such great matter, we do not comprehend it.
但是你亲自在那里做好了一切。
But you have accomplished all for us.
我给我们去享用你手中所做成的。
So that we enjoy your handiwork.
因此求我们的主，当我们来这样等候你的时候。
So Lord, we pray when we are waiting before you.
一面求你把你的心意向我们显得更明亮。
On one hand, we ask that you would enlighten even more of your will to us.
一面也借着你的灵的运行，把我们带进那个真理的实际的里头。
And by the moving of your Holy Spirit, you will bring us into the reality of your Spirit.
主，因为你在我们身上所显明的各样的恩典，不单是一个真理的事实。
Because the grace that is manifested in our life, it is not only the truth.
更是一条可以行走的路。
And it is also a way that we can walk on.
为了这一个，我们还要感谢再感谢。
For this, we want to give thanks, and again, we want to give thanks.
下午我们在这里再次等候你的时候。
This afternoon, when we are waiting before you.
愿意我们的主，你亲自在这里管理着整个的聚会。
Lord, we want you to be in control of the whole meeting.
也带领我们众人都在你的施恩宝座前来听等候，听见你自己所要显明的心意。
And so all of us will be waiting before you in front of the throne of grace so that we will know your will.
求你纪念我们在你面前这一点的时间。
Please remember this time we have before you.
一面荣耀你自己的名。
On one hand, glorify your own name.
一面造就我们这些仰望等候你的人。
On the other hand, please edify all of us who wait before you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们请翻开圣经看一点点主自己的话。
We need to look at some scripture. I want to look at what the Lord says himself.
来留意到这个十字架的工作在我们身上是怎么从客观的事实而进到主观的经历。
We want to see how the word of the Lord can become the subjective experience from the objective truth.
我们常常有一个难处。
Very often we have a difficulty.
我们很容易领会到一些属灵上的真理。
Very often we can understand the spiritual truth.
但是怎么叫让那个属灵的真理在我们身上实际的显出那一个功用来？
But how do we get this spiritual truth to become a reality for us?
有些时候我们就会给眼见的现象来叫我们心思有点迷乱了。
But sometimes, because of the things that we see, we become confused.
我们就好像会想到，究竟神的话能不能用得上呢？
Sometimes we will even doubt to wonder even if God's word can
become reality. 为我们所做成的这一切，那个客观的事实，我们很佩服了。
What?Christ has done for us. We are very, we submit to the truth of that.
但是怎么样能叫那个客观的事实成为我们主观的经历？
But how can this objective truth become our subjective experience?
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the Lord's
让我们在属灵的悟性上面先看见这一条路是我们必须要走的路。
So that we would have our spiritual understanding enlightened, that we understand this is a way that we need to walk on.
再仰望我们的神，
we look to our God,
把他所做成的更准确的、更实际的显明在我们的心思里。
That he will take what he has already done to manifest once again deeper in our hearts.
我们先来看看加拉太书第二章二十节，又是我们很熟悉的经文。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们应该背都可以背得出来了哈。
We should be able to memorize this.
这个话严格说起来，在这个经文里面，好像是特别执着我们接受救恩的这一方面的事。
Strictly speaking, it seems like this passage is talking about us receiving salvation.
但是里边所显示出的那个原则就不单是在接受救恩的这一方面。
But the principle that is showed here, it is not only for applying toward receiving salvation.
也成为我们那个生活上面的一个非常明显的一个指导。
But this also become a guidance in our daily life.
我们看看二十节怎么说。
Let's look at verse 20, see what it says.
但是我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.Who loved me and gave himself for me.
然后我们看罗马书第六章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们从第三节开始来留意。
Let's pay attention up, from verse 3.
这是说到救恩里边的一个事实，不过是借着受浸这一件事情来表达。
By this matter of the baptism, it's pointing out a truth of the salvation.
这一个表达也正好是给我们看见我们怎么活在神的面前。
This expression also shows us how do we live before God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
岂不知我们这受浸归入基督耶稣的人是受浸归入他的死吗？所以我们借着浸归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是上罪死了，只有一次；他活是上神活着。这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
From verse 3 to 11. Or do you not know that as many as us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slave of sin, for he who has died has been free from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we should also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, died no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives, he lived to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
然后我们再看哥林多后书第四章。
Then let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第七节开始。
From verse 7.
哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Verse 7 to verse 12. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may manifest in our body.For we who live are also delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh, so that death is working in us, but life in you.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他的话是给我们看得很清楚。
His word show us very clearly.
神在我们的身上所做一切的工。
All the work that God is doing on us.
说起来从创造一直到救赎。
And we can talk about it from creation all the way to salvation.
都是有神一个命定的计划和或者说是旨意在那。
There is a purpose and a will behind it.
神在这一个安排的里面，他做好了他要做的那一份。
And in this arrangement, he has already done his part.
然后就让我们这些人来显明他所要做出来的那一个安排。
And for all of us, he also wants to manifest the arrangement that he has.
在创造的事上，我们不必去管它了，因为那个已经是没有办法挽回的历史了。
And in the creation, the matter of creation, we are not going to pay attention to that for now because this is something that we cannot change.
但是我们感谢神的，在救赎的里边，我们是不能不特别的去注意的。
But concerning the salvation, we have to pay attention to this.
因为在创造的里边所显明的神的那个目的，虽然人把它丢掉。
Although the purpose of the creation, God, man has forsaken.
但是神要把我们这些失落的人恢复到原来的那一个安排里。
But God has desire for all of us who has fallen to be restored to the purpose that He originally had.
因此我们不能不要很留意的去注意神怎么来做成这样的一个工。
So therefore, we must pay close attention to how God is going to accomplish this.
借着十字架，神把我们和他中间的间隔打开了。
By the cross, God has opened up the dividing between Him and us.
但是光是打开还不够。
But only to open the way, it is not enough.
那还得要和神有交通。
We also must have fellowship with God.
恢复了有交通，仍然是不够。
To restore the fellowship, still not enough.
因为神起初的那一个安排是要叫我们成为他自己的发表。
Because from the original design, he wants us to be his own expression.
发表他的荣耀。
To express his glory.
发表他的权柄。
To express his authority.
发表他的那一个丰富的生命。
To express his fullness of life.
因此神在我们身上所做的继续的领着我们往前行。
So therefore, whatever God is doing on us is leading us to go forward.
而我们特别提了
We especially mentioned,
在我们这个人堕落的时候，我们的灵与魂与身体全都完了。
We mentioned already that when we fell, the spirit, soul, and body has been killed.
这神的救赎是要把我们这个灵与魂与身体都恢复到神起初的那个设计的里面。
And in salvation, God wants to restore our spirit, our soul, and our body to the original design.
我们提到我们的灵的蒙拯救完全是恩典做成的。
We have mentioned already the salvation of our spirit. It is by grace that.
将来身体的得赎也是恩典的来做成的。
The redemption of our body also was done by grace.
最叫我们困惑的是在魂的拯救这一方面。
What caused confusion for us is the salvation of the soul.
因为在魂的这个堕落是堕落的又复杂又深。
The fall of the soul has become complicated and also very deep.
有许多的现象会迷乱我们，不太认识魂的堕落究竟是怎么回事。
Many evidence shows us that we are confused about what really is happening with the soul.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
我们自己也经历。
We also experience
ourselves. 因此你只要留意一下，从我们信主那一天开始到现在，有人时间长一点，有人时间短一点。
Brother and sister, all you have to do is pay attention to the time when you were first saved to the time now. Some people have a longer period, some people have shorter.
我们在神面前那个光景是，一条直线的那样到神的面前去。
Whether our condition is a linear line going from us to God,
还是好像波浪的样那样子翻翻覆覆的上上下下
or is it like a wave going up and down and up and down?
我们没有办法不承认。
We have to confess.
我们走过多少曲折的路，我们才能在主的面前稍微走得平稳一点。
We have to gone through so many crooked ways before we can have a little more stable life before the Lord.
你说神不是拯救了我们吗？
But you say, didn't God save us already?
为什么还会有这样的光景呢？
Why do we still have this kind of condition?
就像很多一些初信的弟兄姊妹们，他们很不容易领会的过来的一件事。
And this is something that the newly saved brothers and sisters sometimes do not understand.
神不是爱我们爱到一个地步，连独生子都为我们舍去了吗？
Didn't God love us to a point that He gave us His only begotten Son?
那我相信了他。
And I believe in Him.
我也成了他的众子之一。
And I also become one of the many sons.
那为什么我还有那么许多的难处？
Why do I still have all these problems?
为什么神好像在我身上并没有显出什么？明显的祝福。
How come God has not manifest more blessing in my life?
那这些的现象常常就迷乱我们的心思。
This kind of circumstances sometimes will confuse us.
那这就说出那个魂的拯救的那一个复杂的那种光景。
And this speaks of the complication of the salvation of our soul.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
因为这魂的拯救这个部分。
Because this, the salvation concerning the soul.
虽然神需要我们有一些的跟上。
Although God requires us to have a following.
但是仍然是神在那里预备好我们能跟上的条件。
But it is God who has prepared the condition for us to be able to follow.
如果神不给我们那一个条件。
If God did not create these circumstances,
我们连跟上的资格都没有。
We could not even follow.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得我们的难处就是在这里。
Brother and sister, you know our difficulty starts here.
因为当人我们的祖宗堕落的时候，不但是灵与身体是完了。
Because you know when our ancestor when they fall, not only their spirit and their body is finished.
魂也还了。
His soul also died.
但是那个魂的完结啊，对我们的感觉上面来说，好像不那么真实。
But we do not feel that the dying of the soul is real to us.
因为我们还能走，还能动，还能想。
Because we could still think, we can still walk, we can still move around.
昨天我说了，你折下来的那些花朵，美丽还美丽，但是它实在是死了。
Yesterday we already used the example that if we cut down some flower, although it looks very good, but it is dead.
我们读书的时候，你要是读生物的话，在实验室里头，也许你宰过青蛙。
And if you have studied biology, and sometime you would have to dissect the frog.
不然的话，我们中国人吃青蛙，不要这样说，广东人。广东人吃青蛙呢，那是家常平常很平常的事。
And if you have not done that in school, and if you are Cantonese, and maybe you have done that at home.
你要是不一定在实验室了，你在家里，要吃青蛙的时候，自己宰的时候，你会发觉一个事实。
And if you're at home or if you're at school, when you're trying to kill the frog, you'll find a reality.
那个田鸡的肚子给你剖开了。
The stomach of the frog is already open.
里面的内脏已经给你全挖出来了。
The intestine has already been taken out.
那个皮也给你剥光了。
Even the skin was taken out.
你说它死了没有？
You said, is it dead?
从现象来说，它死定了。
From the reality, it is dead for sure.
但是你常常发觉。
But very often you find.
你就是这样把那个青蛙处理完。
Even after you have prepared the chicken, I mean the
你把它搁在那里
the frog like that.
你转个弯回来，你找不到它了。
You put him on a table and you turn around, it will disappear on you.
你说它到哪去了？
You ask where did it go?
谁拿去了？
Who took it?
没有人拿去。
Nobody took it.
它自己走掉了。
It moved away by itself.
虽然走不远。
Although it could not go far,
但是反正不在那原来的地方。
But it's not in the original spot.
也许它就跳到一个角落的里头，你就找不到。
And maybe it will move into one corner that you could not find.
那弟兄姊妹，你说了。
So brother and sister, you can say.
你说这个青蛙死了没有？
Is this frog dead at all?
你没有办法说它不死。
You cannot say that it is not dead.
皮也没有了，内脏也没有了，肚子也剖开了。
Because the skin is gone, the innards are gone, the stomach has already been cut open.
它死了没有？
Is it dead?
你可以说它是死了。
You can say that it is dead.
但是它还在一个短时间内，它还有它的动作。
But in a short period of time, it still had movement.
虽然那些动作不能叫它再回来，再活过来。
Although these movements cannot bring it back to life.
是慢慢慢慢叫它还是死下去。
And slowly it will completely die.
但是你就看到，你透过它，你就看到我们的魂在神的面前那个复杂的光景。
But through it, you can understand the complication of our soul before God.
如果不是我们的主先把我们在十字架的工作的里头，把那个魂也放在一个死的地位上。
And through the cross, the Lord has put our soul on the position of death.
或者说是把我们放在一个死的地位，那一个实际的里头。
Or to say, He put our soul in the reality of death.
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有办法跟得上神所要做在我们身上的。
If it is not like this, there's no way for us to be able to follow what God is doing.
这因为神借着十字架的工作，先把我们摆在一个你死定了那个光景。
But it is because when God's work through the cross put us in a situation where we die for sure.
然后我们才有条件在那里去接受十字架的对付，成为我们实际的经历。
Then we would have the condition to follow the Lord for the cross to become our real experience.
这就是弟兄姊妹，你看到为什么只有神的儿女能在魂的拯救的里面来显出那个实际。
So therefore, you can understand why only the children of God can have the reality of the salvation.
那些不是信主的人，你怎么给他处理？你长什么仁义也好，道德也好，讲来讲去就是那个老样子。
For those who have not believed in the Lord, you can talk about moral, you can talk about many other teachings, but they would be in the old way.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情，如果没有那个实际上的死的事实在那里，接上去的要跟上神的心思是没有条件的。
So brother and sister, you realize without the condition of the reality of the death of the cross, we could not follow the Lord.
那好了，我们现在转回我们的正题上来了。
So let's turn back to the main topic.
那么既然我们的主借着十字架做成这许多的工作，
Since our Lord has done all this work through his cross,
那为什么？
Then why?
我们还要天天背十字架呢？
Why do we need to carry our cross daily?
怎么不像得救那样子一下子就解决问题？
Why couldn't we be saved like our spirit and in a moment?
不像将来身体得赎的时候一眨眼之间事情就完成了。
Or like the redemption of our body in the future, that it will be in the twinkle of an eye, things will be done.
这个活的拯救这个阶段为什么会拖长的那么久呢？
So why is the salvation of our soul taking so long?
弟兄姊妹，你记得刚才我提到那个青蛙，你就知道了。
Brother and sister, remember that frog we talked about?
我们的魂就是那样的顽固的。
Because our soul is so stubborn, just like
它好像那个耐力又是那么的长的。
And it also has such long endurance.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
十字架的工作继续的坐在我们的身上。
The work of the cross will continue to work upon us.
做到一个地步，叫魂的活动也得要停止下来。
To a point, he will work until our spirit will stop its movement. Our soul will stop the movement.
现在我们就要来注意一件事情了。
So now we want to pay attention to this.
我们的弟兄在早上跟晚上的交通里边都已经很清楚指出一个问题来了。
Our brothers from last night as well as this morning has pointed out a very poignant question.
十字架对我们这些属神的人来说，十字架对我们属神的人来说，
For us who belong to God, the cross,
绝对不是一个受苦的观念。
It is absolutely not the concept of suffering.
虽然会有一点受苦的感觉，
although you might have suffering for a short while,
但是十字架不是叫我们去受苦。
But the cross, it is not to cause us to have pain.
因为这一点弟兄姊妹你看得很清楚的。
Because for this point you see very clearly,
十字架只是为着神的儿女们的成长到成熟，神这样做安排的。
God has arranged for the cross for the children of God to mature.
你不是神的儿女的话，十字架和你是完全没有关联的。
If you are not the children of God, the cross will have nothing to do with you.
但是你看见许多没有认识主的人，他们受的苦也是蛮不简单的。
But you see many people, they are not the children of God, they also suffer quite a bit.
那你能不能说他们也在那里背十字架呢？
Can you say that they are also bearing the cross?
没有这样一回事。
There is no such thing.
不单是说他们没有这样一回事。
Not only they do not have such a.
连我们是称为神儿女的。
Even for us who are children.
我们可以经过有一些受苦的经历。
We could have gone through some sufferings.
我们也是许多很委屈的、很不愉快的那一种记忆。
And we also have memories of things that are not happy, things that causes grief.
你不保证那一个是十字架。
But you cannot guarantee that is the cross.
弟兄姊妹，复杂就在这里。
The complication is right here.
那为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们不能不抓牢了十字架的那个目的。
We have to grab hold of the purpose of the cross.
十字架不是叫人受苦。
The purpose of the cross is not for you to suffer.
那十字架是什么呢？
But what is the cross then?
十字架是如果我们从那个外面的现象来看呢，
And if we look at it from the outside circumstance,
十字架的目的比受苦还要苦。
The purpose of the cross, it is more painful than the suffering itself.
因为受苦还有过去的时间。
Because for your suffering, you still have the past tense.
但是十字架的那一个结果，从一方面来看，它不是受苦，是什么？是叫你死。
Because the result of the cross, it is not for you to suffer, but for you to die.
弟兄姊妹们，但是那个死呢？
How about that death, brother?
又不真的是像我们的观念上面所说一了百了的死。
And it is not like our concept of thinking about death, that once you die, everything is over.
你活还是活着？
Yes, you are still living.
但是你是确实死了。
But you are dead.
不是说那个行尸走肉的那一个光景。
I'm not talking about you are living as a zombie.
而是说。
But I'm saying.
十字架的那个目的，从一面来说，是要叫我们死。
The purpose of the cross, on one hand, it is for us to die.
但是死不是终点。
But death, it is not the end.
如果死是终点的话呢？
If death is the end,
那死就很痛快的。
Then death will be is a release.
但是死并不是终点。
But death is not the end.
因为十字架不单是只有死的这一个事实。
Because the cross not only have the reality of death,
十字架还有另外的一面。
Because the cross also have another side to this.
那个就是复活。
And that is resurrection.
什么叫做十字架呢？
What is the cross?
叫我们经过死而进到复活的那一些事情才是有十字架的性质。
Those matter that cause us to enter into death and come out resurrected. These things are the cross.
如果光是一个受苦的那个事实，那个与十字架没有关联的。
If you're only talking about your sufferings, these things does not have anything to do with the cross.
有人受了许许多多的苦。
There are some who suffer much.
但是在他身上没有十字架的味道。
But on him, there is no smell of the cross.
你说那算是什么？
So what does that mean?
那是白受苦。
That is to suffer in vain.
苦是受过了，但是对他没有益处。
Yes, you have suffered, but it did not do you any good.
你只是留下一个苦的记忆就是了。
You only have a memory of the suffering.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
十字架的工作不是叫我们停留在一个死的那一个挣扎，或者是死的那个重担的里头。
The work of the cross do not want us to stop in the burden of the suffering and the death.
他乃是叫我们进到死里头，要走过去。
He want us to go into death and then to pass through.
从死里头出来，进到生命里。
To exit from death and into life.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
我们留意我们的主在十字架上是怎么样。
We thank the Lord because we pay attention to how he was on the cross.
他是死。
Yes, he died.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
第三天以后他又复活了。
After 3 days, he lived again.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
十字架是一个死而复活的事实。
The reality of the cross is death unto eternal life.
只有死没有复活，那个不是十字架。
If you only die and you do not have the resurrection life, that is not the cross.
必须是死又活过来了，那个才是十字架。
You must die and then you have the risen life, then it is the cross.
那现在我们就回到我们的主说道，你们要若有人要跟从我，就要天天背起他自己的十字架来跟随我。
Then we now want to return to what the Lord tells us, that anyone want to follow me, then you must carry your cross daily to follow me.
那意思就是你说我们那天天我们在都在那里死吗？
So brother and sister, you're asking, so do we need to die every day?
弟兄姊妹为什么不问？我们天天都在那里活吗？
So how come you do not ask the question, do we have to live every day?
是，我们天天都要在那里活。
Yes, every day we need to live.
但是那个活是经过死而复活的活。
But that living, it is going through death, then we live.
我们常常说，主在救恩里面给我们看到一个很宝贵的事实。
We often say that the salvation causes us to see something very precious.
就是我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
That is to say, I am already crucified with Christ on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主不单是为你钉十字架。
Not only the Lord crucified for you.
当然他是有为我们钉死偿还那个罪的工价的那个事实在那里。
Of course, there is the reality of him paying the price for our sins.
但是在他钉死之下那个事实里头。
But within the reality of his crucifying,
他不是只有为我们做了一些事。
Not only he has done something for us,
他是带同我们一同去做那件事。
But he also bring us all along with him to do this.
所以说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So therefore Paul can say, I am crucified with Christ on the cross.
已经就是说到那是过去的事。
And to say, I have been, so this is already in the past.
过去发生一件什么事呢？
What happened in the past?
我与主一同钉在十字架上。
The Lord and I is crucified on the cross.
请问弟兄姊妹们。
I want to ask you, brothers.
主钉在十字架上，他死了没有？
When the Lord is crucified on the cross, wasn't he dead?
当然是死了。
Of course, he is dead.
那你与主一同钉十字架，主死了，那你有没有死？
When you are crucified with the Lord on the cross, since the Lord died, did you die?
你说主是死了，但是我还是活的。
Can you say that, oh, since the Lord died, but I still live?
就说这个不叫同钉十字架。
Then if that is the case, then this is not crucified with him.
同钉十字架就是主在那里钉的时候，你也钉在那里。
To crucify with him, that is to say, when he is crucified there, you are also there.
主钉十字架的结果是死了，而我们却没有与主同死，那就说出我们并不在十字架上。
And if the Lord has died on the cross and you did not die, then this speaks of the reality that you are not on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃的事情啊。
Brother and sister, this is a very solemn.
一点都不含糊的。
And this is not muddled.
因为第一，他就告诉我们说这个事情是过去已经做的了。
Because it tells us very clearly it has been done in the past.
所做出来那个结果就是主死了，我们也死了。
And the result of what has happened is that when the Lord died, we died.
那既然死了，那就怎么呢？
Since you died, then what happened?
感谢神。
We thank God.
现在活着不再是我。
Now live is no longer I.
因为主从死里活过来。
Because when the Lord is risen from death,
他也带同我们一同活过来。
We are also resurrected.
因为我们是和他联合的。
Because we are united with him.
那因此他活过来的时候，我们也活过来了。
So when he is risen, we also rise.
但是那个话给我们看到一件事情。
But this also let us see something.
他带同我们活过来的时候，就发生了一个事实。
When he brings us to life, this reality happened.
他就活在我们里边。
He lived within us.
我就根据他而继续活下去。
By him, we can continue to live.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很原则性的事实。
Brother and sister, this is a principle matter.
我每一个蒙恩得救的人，
each one of us who has received grace,
主已经叫我们接受一个死的经历。
The Lord has already caused us to experience an experience of death.
也领我们进入一个活的经历。
Also lead us into an experience of life.
这一个活的经历呢，乃是他活在我里边。
And this experience of life, it is Him living in me.
那从今以后是他来带着我来活。
And from now on, it is Him leading me to live.
问题来了。
Here's the question.
当主在我们里面活的时候，
When the Lord is living within us,
在属灵上面，在属灵的那个事实里头，我是死的。
In the spiritual reality, yes, I was dead.
在那个物质的实际的里边，我还是活的。
But in the material side of things, I am still alive.
现在就发生难处了。
Now we have this difficulty.
主在我里边活。
The Lord is living within me.
我这个老旧的生命仍然在那里活。
My old man is still also living.
虽然是活得比较软弱了，不可能像过去指挥，你要这样，你要这样。
Although it is in a weakened state, it no longer would be commanding, telling you do this, you do that.
那这个时候他已经软弱了。
At this point, he is weakened.
他说你要这样。
He wants to say, do this.
我们里面有一个反应说，我不高兴跟随你。
And there's a reaction inside says that I do not want to follow that.
他也对你没办法。
And he could not do anything about it.
从你过去呢，你没有与主同死以前呢。
But before you die with Christ.
他是牵着我们的鼻子来叫我们走的。
He can lead you by the nose and bring you
anywhere. 他要带你到哪里，你都非要去不可。
He want to bring you anywhere and he will bring you.
但现在他没有这个权柄。
Now he do not have that authority.
虽然他还有那个影响力。
Although he has that influence.
虽然他还有那一个好像一个过去的这个权威的阴影在那里。
Although he has still had that shadow of that authority in the past.
你去这里。
Go there.
我们有条件说。 对不起，我不去。
Now we have the condition. We can say sorry. We won't go.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救了以后的一个很具体的、很实际的那个属灵的光景。
And brother and sister, this is a very real condition that we have when we become saved.
那为什么我们不能直线的到神的那个目的里呢？
So how come we cannot go to the purpose of God in a linear way?
为什么我们就是波浪的那样前进呢？
Why do we always go in a wave?
问题就在这里。
And the question happens here.
那现在神就借着基督的十字架来把我们这一种光景要带到停止。
So by the cross, the Lord want to bring our condition of the wave to stop.
当然起初的时候那个起起伏伏的那个密度那个频率还是蛮大的。
Although the frequency of the ups and downs are very frequent in the beginning.
但如果我们真实的按照十字架的那一个原则来跟随。
But if we follow him in the principle of the cross,
慢慢你就看到那个频率就降低了。
And slowly we will see the frequency will slow down.
才信主的时候也许你每天还得要犯一次罪才舒服的。
And when you first believe the Lord, maybe you have to sin at least once a day before you're
comfortable. 过了一段时间哦。十天才会碰到一种光景。
And maybe after some time, after 10 days, you will have the same condition.
如果我们继续的按照神的那个心思来跟随的话，也许过了一年、十年、二十年，我们整那个这个人在神面前所发生的愚昧就减得很低很低。
Then if we follow the Lord in this matter, then after maybe 10 years, a long time, then our foolishness will be decreased less and less.
但如果事实上在我们身上没有做工的话，
But if the cross do not work upon our life,
因为什么你不可能靠近神的心意的。
You could not move closer to God's
heart. 因为我们那个老的天然啊，一直在那里霸着那个，姑且说是那个王位嘛，他不肯放手。
Our old nature would not let go of the throne that is within us.
但神在我们身上借着十字架来做工的时候，
But when God worked upon us through the cross,
他常常把我们带到一个地步，
He would often bring us to a point.
照着我们的天然，
According to our nature,
照着我们的习惯，
According to our habits,
我们从来不会拣选叫我们不舒畅的事物来，跟随的。
We will not follow in a manner that is uncomfortable for us.
但是神做工起工来的时候，
But when God do His work,
那就是说，当十字架的那个实际在我们身上显出来的时候，
And that is to say, when the reality of the cross start to manifest,
那会是怎样的一件事情呢？
What would the manifestation be?
当然，我可以说一些实际的经历，让弟兄姊妹们去留意。
Of course, I can give you actual experience for brother and sister to reference.
但是人的那个复杂，就不是一个两个的见证所能发表的完。
But the complication of man is not something that one or two testimony can express complete.
我们可以在这一个点上没难处。
We could have no complication or problem in this point.
但是不等于说在这一点上你没有难处。
But that does not equal we do not have problem in another point.
但是神要把我们带到一个地步，既然是让他的旨意成就在我们的身上。
But God want to lead us to a point since we want His purpose to be accomplished on us.
那他就让我们这个人慢慢的给带到神要在我们身上做工的时候没有难处。
Then He would lead us to a point slowly by slowly to where His work would not have any hindrance on us.
简单的来说就是我们在神面前肯放手了。
And to put it simply, it is when we are willing to let go.
平常我们一般来说，我们是不肯放手的人。
Ordinarily, we are people who would not let go.
什么事情一抓住了，永远是我的了。
Whatever we get a hold of, we would not let go.
但是神在我们身上显明他的那个十字架的功用的时候。
But when God, the cross of Christ having its function in our lives,
他怎么来显出那个实际来呢？
How would it manifest its reality?
我想我必须要用一个很实际的例子来说。
I must use a practical example for you.
原谅我用我自己的事情来说吧。
Please forgive me, I use my own example to show you.
那简单的来说。
Simply speaking,
神把一个人带到一个地步，是叫你有力气你用不出来。
God wants to lead us to a point that even if you have the strength, you could not use it.
你有本领，但是那个本领不起作用。
You would have the ability, but the ability is not effective.
你有非常的力量，但是那个力量也使不上劲儿。
You would have a certain measure of strength, but that strength would not help.
你说怎么会有这样的事情？
And you say, how can this kind of condition exist?
我交通一点我自己个人在主的面前给主对付的那些事情。
So, brother and sister, I'll give you a practical example of the Lord's dealing in my life.
我做学生的时候。
When I was a student.
我是很喜欢运动的。
I love to exercise.
但是没有曾经才弟兄的姊妹李英美姊妹那样厉害。
But I...
没有曾师母那样厉害。
I'm not as good as Sister Zhang.
是成为一个国手。
To become a world-class athlete.
不过在运动的上面，那我可以在同代的时候可以上人有所夸的。
But I am an athlete in such that in my own generation I can boast a little.
所以我心里边是有一个雄心大志的。
So in my heart, I have a ambition.
那四级我不说了。
I will not tell you the details.
但是这个东西你说它坏吗？它不是坏事。
So this thing, if you say this is bad, it is not a bad thing.
但是它在有一天在我身上，它成了不太美的事。
But this has become something that is not so beautiful in my life.
因为它影响了我跟主中间的交通和关和主的密切。
Because this has become a hindrance between the fellowship of me and the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，你要找出成绩来，你就要付代价。
Because brother and sister, you know, to get result, you must pay the price.
特别是时间的代价。
Especially the price of the time.
这样一来的话，那跟主的交通就常常给打岔了。
And when we start to do this, then the fellowship between us and the Lord will become interrupted.
最后主在我还是不要说的那么细了。
Okay, I will not tell you more details.
但有一次呢，主真的是下手在我身上来做工了。
And one time, the Lord truly put His hand on me to work on me.
那次是。那时，是应该是1950年和是51年的时候的事。
That must have been 1950 or 1951.
那是大陆的那个政权改换以后的头一次的广东全省的运动会。
And that was the first 运动会。
Athletic meet.
It has a track meet.In the first track meet after the mainland China have changed the political parties.
那时呢，我雄心大志了。
And I have my ambition at that time.
我在甜菜上面是有点可夸的。
And I can boast a little bit about my track and field ability.
我心里在想。
I was thinking in my heart.
这次我必须把那一个冠军拿回来的。
I wanted to get the gold medal in that competition.
那这是我的雄心大志。
That was my ambition.
当然并不停在那里。
Of course, it did not stop there.
因为这个只是省级的嘛。
Because this is only in the province of Canton.
省以上还有一些更高级的嘛。
And above the province, there's even higher level.
那所以我里边是有一个目标，我要这样。
And in me, there is a goal that I wanted to pursue.
但是因为我这样一来的时候，我跟主的关系就疏远了。
But because of this ambition, my relationship with the Lord has become further away.
那主怜悯我，主不允许我这样走下去。
But the Lord had mercy on me, and He would not let me to go on this way.
那他来做工。
And He came and worked.
他怎么做工呢？
How did He work?
就在开赛前的第二天。
Two days before the competition were to begin.
我莫名其妙的就发烧。
For no reason, I got a fever.
那在过去呢，我一有这个发烧的时候，我自己做医生就吃几颗那个 aspirin， 那就解决问题了。
And in the past, when I have the fever, I will take a couple of aspirin and be my own doctor, and I will get over it.
那因为那一次是要面对着那么大的一个竞争。
But that time, because I'm facing such a fierce competition,
我就自作聪明啊。
So I thought I was smart.
平常是吃一颗那个 aspirin 的，我结果就加倍的吃。
And originally I was supposed to just take one aspirin, but I took double dosed.
那当然，热啊，应该是要退得快一点。
Of course, our fever is supposed to go down faster.
但是那个热就不退。
But the fever would not come down.
那不退又怎么样呢？
So what happened when it did not?
还弄来那个心脏受压迫。
And but the it got a hot murmur. In the same.
没有 heart murmur 那么厉害，不过就是 pressure.
Okay. There's irregularity in my heartbeat.
整个人就很不就不舒服。
And I feel very uncomfortable.
哎呀，我说糟糕了，那后天就要了，那这个样子怎么去比赛
？And I was worried because in 2 days the competition will start. How can I go to the competition like this?
哈，真是有意思。
But very interesting.
这种光景一直维持着，那当然我就不敢再吃双倍的 aspirin 了。
And of course, because this condition persists, I would not take the double dose of aspirin.
但是那个情形一直就是维持着。
But that condition continues.
维持到了什么时候呢？
Until what time?
维持到那个运动会开了第三天，就是我的节目了。
And it continued until the third day, which is the day that I was supposed to compete.
当节目在那里进行的时候，我还都躺在床上。
When the competition started, I was still in bed.
奇怪的事情在这里。
The strange thing is this.
第二天就是我的赛事已经过了。
The next day, when the competition, my competition was over.
莫名其妙的就好了。
And for no reason, everything went well.
热度也没有了。
The fever was gone.
心脏也不觉得受压迫了。
And there's no pressure for my heart anymore.
那这好像很正常的一个人。
As if everything was normal.
那弟兄姊妹们，我其实还没有到这个时候，我已经知道了。
But before that time, I actually already knew.
是主做的事。
It is what the Lord is doing.
叫我做什么呢？
What is He doing?
不是不给我做这一件事。
It is not that He would not allow me to do this.
乃是让我从那一次以后，不再把心思放在这个事情上面。
But it is for me not to put this matter in my heart.
而不是说那个是坏事。
It is not to say to do this is bad.
但是有一个比这个事情更重要的，那是和主的交通，在主面前的追求。
But there are things that are even more important. It is the pursuit of the Lord.
而过去一直这个东西在那挡着我。
But in the past, this became my hindrance.
你说不爱主吗？我不承认。
And if you say you do not love the Lord, I would not confess to that.
你说我爱主吗？那你拿个证据出来看。
But if you say, do you love the Lord? Show me your evidence.
没有证据。
I have no evidence.
那所以当然那事情过了以后。
So when that thing has passed.
那我还那时还在大学三年级。
I was third years in the university.
那么我们学校的那些选手都回来了。
And all the competitor has came back from to the school.
他们就跟我说
，When they came back and tell me,
他说其实啊，你勉强去啊，你最低限度可以拿到第三名。
They told me that if you go, even with the fever, you could have gotten number 3.
这样一来就创造了一个记录。
And but if you do this, this would create a record.
我们学校在那个项目里头，第一名、第二名、第三名全拿过来了。
Then our school would have gotten the gold, the silver, and the bronze.
我听了这些话。
When I heard this,
我只能笑笑，我不能回答他们。
I could only smile. I could not answer them.
在这个时候，第三名已经是没有什么意思了，连第一名都没什么意思。
Because at that point, even to have the goal would not mean too much.
我说这个事情是乃是指出一个问题来。
To tell you this, I'm pointing out something to you.
主把那个十字架在我们身显出来的时候，并不是说就是弄一个十字架来把你钉在上面。
And when the Lord manifests the cross to you, it is not just a cross for you to be hung on.
他会把你带到一个地步，叫你有力量也使不出来。
And He will bring you to a point, even if you have the strength, you could not use it.
根本就没有你自己活动的余地。
And would not allow you to even
move. 你只能乖乖地躺在那里。
You can only just lay there.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我不领会这个是主的手。
Brother and sister, if I do not understand that this is the hand of the
Lord, 也许一直活到今天，我还在那里有一个很深的遗憾。
And maybe up until today, I still would have a great regret.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
经过那一次。
After that time,
我觉得没有什么遗憾的事情。
I do not feel any regret.
也没有什么后悔的事情。
I do not regret anything.
我还在感谢主。
I want to thank
God. 因为他把阻挡我在主的心思里边往前走的一些个东西给我拿掉。
He has taken away those things who have hindered me from going to the Lord.
我再说一点点。
I will give you a little more.
让我们很更清楚地看得见，十字架那个实际在我们身上是怎么的，在生活里头怎么显出来。
And I want to show you how the cross it is, how it manifests itself in our daily life.
我爸年纪蛮大，不是现在，他已经被主接去了。
Now, when my father was elderly, of course, I'm not talking about now because he has already been received by the Lord.
那么他身体有毛病的时候
，When he has an illness,
那么医生要给他吃药
，The doctor want to give him medicine.
那时是只是我跟我爸在美国，我其他的家人还留在香港。
All my other relatives are in Hong Kong. Only my father and I was in the United States.
所以他眼睛也看不见。
Because his eyes couldn't see.
所以很多事情就我在日常生活里边我就服侍他了。
So in our daily life, I have to serve him.
他有病了，那么去看医生。
And when he has the illness, he has to go see the doctor.
他们辛苦是蛮辛苦。
Although he has a lot of suffering.
但是他就是不肯吃药。
But he would not take the medicine.
为什么不肯吃药呢？
Why wouldn't he take the medicine?
因为我妈呢，也是比早一些早一段时间，也被主接去了。
Because early, before that, my mother was also taken by the Lord.
那自从我妈给接去以后，她就觉得活着没什么意思。
And because my mother was taken by the Lord, he felt that there is no meaning for him to live.
她一直在那里所说。
And he continued to say.
我活了那么大的一把年纪，也没什么用处，主为什么还不接我走
？He keep complaining, saying that I live in such a long age and I do not have much use. Why wouldn't the Lord take me home?
他主把我早点接去，我在那边跟妈在碰头。
And he said, if the Lord would take me earlier, then I can be with my your mother.
所以要吃药的时候，他不要吃。
So when he's supposed to take the medicine, he would not.
你怎么告诉他说你要吃药了？不然的话，你就在这里怎么？
And you tell him that you have to take the medicine, otherwise how are you going to deal with this and that?
他的理由是这样。
His reasoning is this.
吃也不马上好。
If you take the medicine, you're not going to get well.
不吃慢慢它就会好。不吃它就慢慢会好。
If you do not take the medicine, then slowly you might get well.
他是这样的说。
And he's saying it like that.
那你做儿子的。
But you are being the
son. 也只有你一个人在那里服侍他。
And you're the only one who's serving him.
你怎么样？
What will you do?
骂他。
You can't scold him.
打他。
You can't hit him.
你没有这个条件。
You do not have this authority.
你骂也不行。
You can't scold him.
打更不行。
You cannot hit him, of course.
你只好哄他。
All you can do is to try to
给他说好话。
Trick him into it.
弟兄姊妹们，在 主把我摆在一个这样的光景里头。
And brother and sister, the Lord put me in such a situation.
我平常以为我自己很能忍耐一些人。
And in the past, I felt that I could have good patience.
但是主把我放在一个这样的光景里头。
But when the Lord had put me in such a situation,
我不能不说啊，我的忍耐全给我爸用完了。
I have to say that my patience was used up all by my dad.
那你怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我是没有办法。
I did not have any way.
我就停止我所能做的一切。
So I stopped everything that I could do.
我只能告诉主。
I told the Lord.
我说主。
I said, Lord.
事情是这样。
This is what's going on.
我承认我破产了。
I confess that I am bankrupt.
但是爸就是这个样子。
But my dad is just like that.
怎么办？
What do I do?
主啊，只有你做了。
Only you can do it.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
But sister, you can
see. 起初我以为我很能忍耐一些人。
At first, I thought that I have patience.
但是神就把我放在一个环境里头，叫你看见你有多少忍耐。
So God put me in a situation to show me how much patience I actually have.
你有什么可夸的？
I have nothing to boast.
什么都没有。
I have nothing.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看到吗？
Do you see?
这是实际在我们身上很明显的。那一个显明。
And this is a manifestation, very clearly.
我们常常以为十字架就是主钉在十字架上的那一件事。
And very often we think that the cross that is when the Lord is hung on it.
但是主说那个十字架要成为我们的十字架。
But the Lord says that cross must become your
cross. 怎么成为我们的十字架呢？
How can it become our cross?
主在十字架给钉死了。
When the Lord was hung on the cross to die,
我们是与他同钉十字架。
We were hung together with
him. 那结果呢？
What is the result?
主也让我们在十字架的那一个客观的真理的里头接触到我也死了那个主观的经历。
So the Lord caused us to have the subjective experience within that objective truth that we died also with him.
你不能依靠你自己，以为我能解决什么问题
？You cannot, depending on yourself, thinking that you could resolve.
人和人中间的你都没有办法。
You cannot resolve problem between, between.
你在神面前的，你还有什么办法
？Before God, what can you do?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们是没有办法。
Yes, we do not have any way.
假如我们是有办法。
If we have any way,
我们的主也不必要钉在十字架上。
Then our Lord would not need to hung on the cross.
但是我们是没有办法。
It is because we do not have the way.
但是我们以为自己有办法。
But we thought we do.
那神就用十字架来叫我们去尝尝十字架的滋味。
So the Lord used the cross so that we can taste the taste of the cross.
让我这个人下去。
So that this person can go down.
让主自己起来。
So that the Lord can come up.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们感谢读的那些经文。
All these passages we just read.
比如说你读到那个受浸的时候，我们常念的罗马书第六章。
And the Romans chapter 6 about baptism that we read very often.
我们与主联合。
We were united with him.
在他死的形状上与他联合。
We conform to the image of his death.
但是不是停在那里。
But did not, we do
not
stop there.
我们又从水里出来。
We also come out from the water.
那这出来以后呢？
But when we come out,
我们是让他的，在他的，他的活的与我们也联合。
Then we are united with him on the likeness of his life.
十字架叫我们死。
The cross causes us to die.
但十字架又把我们带进活。
But the cross also brings us into life.
你要活，你就必须先死。
But to live, you must first die.
啊，你不死，你就不知道什么叫做活。
If you do not die, you do not know what is living.
啊，因为你不死的话呢？
Because if you do not die,
你永远觉得我做的。
But you will always feel that I did it.
那等到你不能做了。
It is until the point when you could not do it.
你在那里承认破产了。
You confess that you are bankrupt.
你承认完了。
You think it is all over.
但是主在那个时候就有条件显出他的作用来了。
Then the Lord will show that the effectiveness of the cross.
我们都受过浸了。
We have been baptized.
那受浸那件事一直提醒我们。
The baptism continue to remind us.
你已经死了。
You have already died.
现在的活着不是在不再是你。
Now that who live is no longer you.
怎么不再是我？
How can it not no longer be me?
因为你已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because I'm already crucified with Christ on the cross.
十字架的那个果效继续在我们的身上。
The effectiveness of the cross continues to be on us.
它不让我们这个老旧人在那里做主。
So that our old person will no longer be in control.
他要叫基督在我们的里边来管理我们的一切。
He wants Christ to be in control of all of our things.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
这个就是实实在在我们的生活里边显出的那个功用。
And this is the effectiveness of the cross within our life.
十字架不单是一个真理的事实。
The cross is not only a objective truth.
实际上是一个具体的生活的指导。
And the cross it is actually a guidance in our actual daily life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our God.
我想，我该停在这里。
I think I should stop here.
不然的话呢，姊妹们，姊妹今天要做的见证就也被给我用光她的时间了。
Otherwise, the testimony for our sister would not have much time left.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神借着十字架在我们身上工作，他不是按照一个模式来显明。
Because when the Lord works in our life, He does not do it according to just one model.
神把我们放在万事的里头。
Because God put us in all things.
我们的遭遇每一个人都不一样。
All of our experiences are a little
different. 我们的环境每一个人都不一样。
All our circumstances is a little bit different.
但是神说，他叫万事互相效力。
But God says He calls all things to work for good.
我要叫我们得益处。
For God, for good, for those who
得什么益处呢？
What are the good?
叫我们不再活在自己里头。
So that we will no longer live within ourselves.
我们身上常带着耶稣的死。
That on us we carry the death of Christ.
让他的生在我们里面出来。
So that his life will come out from us.
不单是叫我们个人更越过越靠近神的心目的和安排。
Not only for our personally to be closer and closer to God's arrangement.
一面叫我们生命成熟。
On the other hand, cause our life to be more
mature. 一面也供应我们周围的一同做神儿女的人。
On the other hand, also supply those who are children of God.
这个是十字架的果效。
This is the work of the cross.
我再说一遍。
I say it again.
十字架不是受苦。
The cross is not for us to suffer.
实质上是叫我们死。
The cross is for you to die.
然后让基督从我们里头活出来。
And then for Christ to live out from us.
我想就请我们的姊妹来和弟兄姊妹交通她的学习的功课。
Now we ask our sister to fellowship with us on the lesson she has learned.
弟兄姊妹好。
And brother and sister, how are you?
感谢主，今天有这样的机会在这里要见证神在我身上所做过的。
We really thank the Lord that He gave me this time to give a testimony of what He has done in my life.
昨天王弟兄说我们家里很特别，有四位的老人家。
And yesterday, Brother Wang says that in our home there is a special situation where we have four old elder persons.
我跟弟兄还有两个孩子。
There's my husband and two child.
王弟兄还漏了一位，就是我的小叔。
And Brother Wang have forgotten another person. It is my brother-in-law.
对，我要回到就是这算一算已经是二十年了。在婚姻跟家庭生活中所学习的功课。
And I would tell you about the story that I have learned in this past 20 years in my family life as well as my marriage.
我是1980年跟我父母都先后的信了主。
And along with my parents, we believed in the Lord in 1980.
我是独生女。
I am the only child.
所以没有离开过父母。
I never had left my parents' side.
那么1985年的时候，跟弟兄结婚了。
And in 1985, I got married with my husband.
弟兄呢，就是单身的一个人，从香港到美国来工作。
And he was from Hong Kong, came to the United States to work by himself.
所以很自然的，就跟我父母一起住。
And very naturally, after we got married, we live with our parents.
当时就是很幸福啊，跟父母一起住，我不要孝饭啊，什么都不要做，爸爸妈妈都做好了。
And it was a blessed situation at that time because when we first got married, I didn't have to cook, and my parents would cook for us.
然后有一天，弟兄就想起来，他家里没有人信主，只有他一个人信了主。他想起他家人还没有得救。
And one day, my husband realized that he was the only one who was safe in his family. He only he believed.
那他又想起他比他小11岁的弟弟。
He remembered his own brother, that is 11 years younger than he was.
他应该负责他的生活跟他以后读书的问题。
And he felt responsible for his education as well as his life.
所以他就说，我要邀请我的弟弟到美国来读书。
And so he says that I want to invite my brother to come to the States to study.
我自己没有妹妹弟弟什么的，所以我就觉得蛮好的，傻傻的就说好啊，没有意见。
And because I did not have any brothers or sisters, so I did not think anything of it. I thought that's pretty good, so I said yes.
所以我还很天真的，我在梦想我有一个弟弟，然后我会很爱他，我会对他很好很好。
And foolishly, I thought that I would gain a little brother, and I would treat him very well, and I would love him.
当弟兄跟他说让他过来读书的时候，他还不大愿意，然后我自己又亲自的写了一封信跟他说，你要来呀，美国前途比香港好啊，什么什么的，然后结果他就来了。
And at first, when my husband invited him, he did not want to come, and I even wrote a letter to encourage him to come because the future is better in the States than in Hong Kong, and so at the result is he came.
那么他就来了，就当然跟我们一起住了。
So of course, when he came, he lived with us.
然后就在大学里面一直读了4年5年。
And he was in the university for 4 or 5 years.
那弟兄就一直负责他所有他是用留学生的身份来。
And because he came with a visa of a student, so my husband paid for his tuitions.
然后弟兄又想到那爸爸妈妈在那边年纪又大了，他们还没有信主，我们也没有机会跟他上去跟他传福音，要不要把他们申请来美国，我们更多的机会跟他们传福音啊。
And also my husband thought of his parents and think that because they did not believe in the Lord and we did not live with them, we did not have the opportunity to preach the gospel to them. How about if we invite them to live with us so we can preach the gospel?
那我也没有意见，很好啊，传福音，那么就请他们来吧。
So I did not have any opinion about that, and I thought that, well, it's good to preach the gospel, so let's invite them.
所以1990年他们就到美国来了。
So in 1990, they came to the States.
那他们来美国之前呢，我的父母他们真的很爱我，也很体贴。
And before they came, my parent was very protective of me.
他们说嫁出去的女儿应该跟夫家住，不应该再跟爸爸妈妈住，那你要学着煮饭啊什么的。
So they said that since a daughter who married out should follow the husband, so you need to learn how to cook.
所以我父母就先搬到附近的一栋那个 apartment 去住。
And so my parents moved out to an apartment.
那我突然间好像是一个 baby 要进大学。
But all of a sudden, I felt like I was a baby. I'm entering into university.
我不晓得怎么面对。
I did not know how to face all this.
那个时候就好像突然间老了很多。
And it's as if I all of a sudden have to grow old very fast.
那个时候，就是那个时候我们在等候，好像主没有给我们孩子。
And at that time, seems like the Lord has not given us any child.
那个时候我们已经结婚五年了。
At that time, we have already been married 5 years.
一直在等候，好像说有弟兄姊妹也要提醒我们要先去见医生。
And because we were waiting before the Lord for this all this time, some brothers and sisters suggested that we should go see a doctor.
然后所有检查出来都是很正常。
And all the examination, the result was very normal.
那么中医也看过。
And even the Chinese herbal medicine, we have sought for help.
然后自己的医生也给我很多不同的药试过了。
And my doctor also gave me many different medicine to try, and we tried it.
可是还是没有孩子。
But we still did not have child.
那么我就觉得神可能要我不要用人的方法，就有用信心来祷告。
And so I felt that maybe the Lord do not want us to use the man's way to help, and maybe we should use our faith to pray.
然后还觉得蛮属灵的，我就不吃药，不看医生了。
So I felt pretty spiritual, and I stopped taking the medicine and do not stop seeing the doctors.
光是祈祷求主给我就好。
Only pray to ask for the Lord.
可是，一年又过去，还是没有孩子。
But after another year, I do not have child.
等到有一次，我们聚会里面有一个特别的聚会。
Until one time, we have a special meeting.
弟兄讲到希伯来书里面信心的事情。
And the brother was talking about the book of Hebrew about the matter of faith.
他说信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And he said faith is the evidence of things not seen, and it is the the substance of the things hoped for.
我们要等候那更美的。
And we need to wait for the better things.
我突然间好像醒过来。
And all of a sudden, it seems like I woke up.
我为什么要一直要求要我自己要拥有我所想要的？
And I realized that I've been asking and asking for something for me to have.
好像是说我自己得不到我就不放过，我就一直在求。
And as if because I could not get it, so I continue to ask.
那么主跟我说就是你不是要等候了看不见的吗？
So the Lord said to me, didn't you want to wait for the things that cannot be seen?
那么就是那天我的祷告改变了。
So that day my prayer changed.
我告诉主啊，我愿意不要孩子。
I told the Lord, I'm willing not to have a child.
如果你的旨意是我不要，是我没有孩子的话，我还是要感谢你。
And if it is your will for me not to have a child, I'll continue to praise you.
在神的家里面有这么多的孩子，我同样的可以爱他们如同我自己的孩子嘛。
And in the house of God, since there's so many different children, I can love them as my own.
那就是那天的开始，我就里面不觉得苦了。
And starting from that day, I do not feel bitter inside.
我很快然的接受。我就在主的面前很释放的，我就没有在乎有没有孩子。
And so I openly accepted what the Lord has arranged for me, whether I have a child or not.
就是在这一件的事上，我就学习了我要放弃我的主权。
And on this matter, I learned to let go of my own authority.
主是我的主，他要给我孩子，他到他的时间他就要给。
Because he is my Lord, so when time comes, he will give.
他如果是不让我有孩子的话，我就更好的来服侍他。
And if he would not give me a child, then I will learn to serve him even better.
结果两个月以后，我就有开始怀孕了。
And 2 months later, I became pregnant.
我儿子就是92年出生的。
And my son was born in 1992.
那这个时候，弟兄姊妹记得，我家里已经有公公婆婆、爸爸妈妈、小叔跟我们，然后一共是几个人？九个人。
And at that time, we already have my parent, and then my parent-in-law, and then my husband, my brother-in-law. So with my son, it's all 9 people.
非常的热闹。
Very busy.
可是征战还没有真正的开始。
But the battle has not really begun.
因为我还是上班。
Because I was still working.
因为孩子的出生，我们有一个不是满月吧？是不是叫满月？满月的 party， 弟兄在那个 party 的里面就做了一个，做了这样我们的见证，然后也有福音跟亲戚们说。
And because we have that
baby party，
the 1 month party for the baby， and my husband gave the testimony of how we got our child， and we also preached the gospel and at the party。
就是那个 party 以后，我的公公就很气，就是说气得要死。
And because of that party, my father-in-law got really, really angry.
然后我们就很害怕，不晓得怎么突然间他就这样的气我们。
And we did not know what to do, did not know why he became so angry all of a sudden.
当然我们让他们到美国来跟我们一起住，我们的目的是让他们认识主。
Of course, the point of having them living with us is for them to know the Lord.
所以我们也没有怎么样管他，让他气吧。
So we did not do anything about that. We just let him be angry.
我们还是照样的邀请他们去聚会。
And we will continue to invite them to go to meetings.
然后有一天福音聚会，我们我的婆婆她就举手要信主了。
And one gospel meeting, my mother-in-law raised her hand, want to believe in the Lord.
回到家里面，我的公公就开始的很凶、很厉害的骂他。
And when we went home, then my father-in-law became very, very angry and scolding at her.
那从那天开始，他每一天在生活里面很多小事情，他都用那些事情来骂他，为什么要信主？
And from that day on, many little things happen in our daily life. He would use those to yell at my mother-in-law to ask him why does she believe.
比如说，我们买了一个新的那个 microwave， 婆婆不知道怎么用，她就问怎么样按法，她就说为什么你在会举手信耶稣，你不会用这个东西？
Because we purchased a brand new microwave, and my mother-in-law did not know how to use it, so she was asking how do you push the buttons, and he would yell at her and saying that you know how to raise your hand in the gospel meeting, how come you do not know how to use a microwave?
扫地不说了，然后他就是一天到晚都是这样抓他的把柄要骂人。
And from morning till night, he continued to get at her like that.
然后甚至我们也不敢说什么。
And we dare not say anything to him.
就是有一天他突然间骂到我们头上来了。
And all of a sudden he broadened his scope to include us in his yelling.
他说我们骗他们来美国。
And he said that we deceived them to bring him here to the States.
我们就莫名其妙我们得什么益处呢？为什么要骗你来呢？他就说你就是骗我来嘛。
And but we say we do not have anything to gain for to deceive you. And but he said but you have deceived me.
然后他又我们有孩子 生了这个孩子，弟兄姊妹都为我们很高兴。每一个弟兄姊妹来探我们的时候，就是说，哎呀，你们真的很幸福啊！有四个爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆来抱这个孩子，你多生一个，每人带一个。
And all the brothers and sisters come and visited to see the baby will tell me how blessed I am because I have my parent as well as my parent-in-law, and I could even have one more for them to hold the baby.
弟兄姊妹一走了以后，他就大骂，他说：“你们都是疯子，怎么哇哇哇，那就骂着骂弟兄姊妹来，就是说我们都是老人家，怎么可以带孩子？”
And but as soon as the brother and sister leave, he would be yelling and screaming, saying that you guys are all crazy because how can old people be taking care of childs and blah blah blah.
他不明白，我们不是要生孩子让他带。
He did not understand that we wanted the child not for it is not for him to hold.
我们就是在神的面前学好了功课，到了这个时候，神给我们的儿子。
And we have learned the lesson, and the Lord has given us the child at that time.
所以他我们也是 babysitter 已经安排好了要送去，可是他又不高兴，要不让我们送出去给人家带。
And because we have arranged for babysitter, and but then after we arranged it, then he was not happy, and he did not want the child to be taken care of by other people.
所以我们就觉得那个时候真的很苦，在家里就是好像一直都很受压。
And so we felt that it is a lot of pressure at home to continue to suffer like that.
但是感谢主，神的话就是很及时的给我们有鼓励。
But the word of God continue to have encouragement for us.
那时候我们就读到马太福音第五章里面说，第五章十一节说，人若因为我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、领教各样的坏话为榜你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, it says, Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecute the prophets who were before you.
他这样的误会我们，违谤我们，不是因为他不爱我们，就是因为这个属灵的征战在后面，他是不爱我们的主。
He was reviling and persecuting us not because he did not love us, but it's because there is a spiritual battle here. It's because he does not love the Lord.
所以婆婆当时也不敢再去聚会。
And so at that time, my mother-in-law dare not go to meeting anymore.
我们很感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然是在这样的环境的里面。
Although we are in such a situation.
主提醒我们，学生不能高过先生。
The Lord also reminded us that the student cannot be higher than the master.
我们就学主的模样。
So we learn of the Lord.
被骂不还口。
And we will not revile when we are reviled.
就是这样十几年。十几二十年过去，我们没有跟他顶撞过一次。
And after 20 some years, we never argue back with him.
不是因为我这个人是可以有很大的忍耐。
It is not because I have a lot of patience.
就是每一次神的话就在里面安慰我们，在里面提醒我们。
But every time the word of the Lord would comfort us and would encourage us.
我记得他凶的最厉害的一次，我就跟弟兄一同在读这两节的圣经的时候，我们里面却是很大的安慰，里面真的很甘甜。
And one time when he was really exceedingly screaming at us, I would go with my brother and read these two verses, and we were greatly comforted and have sweetness inside.
我真的不觉得这是什么的十字架。
I really do not feel that this is much of a cross.
就是在主所经过的，我们也要经过。
And it is like what the Lord has gone through, we need to go through the same way.
因为仆人不能大过主人。
Because the servant cannot be greater than the master.
在这样这些这样难过的日子里面，我们感谢主。每一顿饭的时候，我们坚持我们一同的用低头谢饭，感恩感谢主。
And every time when we have a meal, I insist that we would have a time to pray to thank the Lord for the meal.
我记得我儿子还是很小的时候，有一次因为我们是 take turn 祷告谢饭的时候，我儿子就说：“爷爷，你的 your turn。”
And I remember one because we take time to say grace before the meal. And I remember one time my son would actually say, "Grandpa, it's your turn."
他就把他骂死了。
And of course, he scolded at him.
那一次我继父就好像说要保护我的儿子嘛，那人差不多要出来了。
And at that time, I almost couldn't control myself. I because I wanted to protect my son.
所以里面突然间又有神的话。
But within me, the word of the Lord, again.
你不是说要传福音吗？
Didn't you say you want to preach the gospel?
那我就不出声了。
Then I have nothing more to say.
可是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
福音不是我们的工作。
The work of the gospel is not our work.
Is, 福音是神的大能。
And the gospel is the great power of God.
所以到今天，一直到今天。
Until today.
是公公他自己说，今天谁祷告啊？
And until today, my father-in-law would ask before the meal, who's praying today?
虽然他还是没有真正的接受主。
Although he did not truly really receive the Lord.
他很愿意请弟兄姊妹到家里来吃饭啊。
But he is willing to have brother and sister. He delighted to have brother and sister come and have meal with us.
弟兄姊妹的孩子们他也很爱。
And he also really loved the children of the brothers and sisters.
我就觉得说，神啊，你自己的工作。
So I said to the Lord, God, this is your own work.
我要等候神自己的大能。
I have to wait for God's own power.
然后在我们的日子这样的日子的里面，神又很自然的在让他叫我的婆婆，你要去聚会，你就去吧。
And very God has caused my father-in-law to tell my mother-in-law, if you feel like going to meeting, go ahead.
所以现在我的婆婆就很喜乐的，每一个星期天都去敬拜神。
And so therefore, my mother-in-law, with great joy, every Sunday she would go and worship the Lord.
在这些事情的里面
，In these things that happens,
我们真的学习了神。按着我们每个人的需要为我们制造我们的环境。
And in these things that happen, we really see that God have prepared and measured our circumstance for us.
来模造我们。
To modify us.
问题是我们这个人愿不愿意跟上去。
And the question is whether we are willing to follow.
我们要不要坚持我们的主权。
Or do we want to insist on our own rights?
比如说厨房可能是我们姊妹女人们的世界哦。
Or maybe you can say that the kitchen is the sister's world.
我在每一天每一顿饭里面，我要不要坚持？我一定要弄这个菜，我的这样摆我的厨房。
Should I insist on what I want to cook that day or how I put my things?
我觉得说现在在家里面三个女人。
I felt that right now there's three women in that one house.
如果每一个女的都要坚持今天要煮什么菜。
If every woman want to insist on what dishes to cook.
我家里我的厨房要怎样放我的东西。
And how to arrange for the kitchen stuff.
那我们的征战会更大。
Then our battle will be even greater.
那也不是属灵的征战。
But that is not a spiritual battle.
那变成血气的征战。
And that will be the battle of the flesh.
所以我就很深的觉得，我们的主就好像是我们在这条路上，好像是说我们在学校里面哦。
And on this way, I felt that the Lord is putting us in a school.
我们在不同的阶段里面学好了一个功课，神就将我们学另外的一个功课。
And at different stage, when the Lord put a lesson over there and we have learned it, then the Lord will give us another lesson.
所以时间不够了。
You know, we ran out of time.
王弟兄说他的忍耐bankrupt， 我已经 bankrupt 好几次了。
Brother Wong has said that his patience has went bankrupt, and I also bankrupt a few times already.
现在我妈妈是患了那个 Alzheimer 是什么？老人痴呆症啊、Alzheimer.
Yeah. Right now, my mother has the Alzheimer disease.
所以我们就是光是开车从塞曼斯开到这里来聚会，每五分钟他就问你一次到哪里去。
It's just from the trip that we take from San Francisco to here. Every 5 minutes, my mother will ask, "Where are you taking me?"
所以神知道我是没有忍耐。
God knows that I do not have patience.
也没有爱心。
I do not have love.
也不会服侍人。
I do not know how to serve others.
所以今天我就要学习服侍我的妈妈。
So today I need to learn how to serve my mother.
也学习怎样忍耐。
And learn how to be patient.
我已经 bankrupt 了好几次。
I already bankrupt a few times.
在家里面我也很失败的，我就跟他大呼小叫的。
And at home I would yell and scream with my mother.
可是我很感谢神。
But I truly thank the Lord.
十字架不是受苦。
That the cross is not for suffering.
我觉得十字架是很甘甜。
I felt that the cross it is truly sweet.
当然，至终就是荣耀。
Of course, at the end it is glory.
可是这个过程里面是有主自己已经经过的，所以是非常的甘甜。
But on the way, it is somewhere the Lord has already passed, so therefore it is sweet.
最后我想用神一直在我一生里面给我这两句话，就是诗篇七十八篇。
In Psalm 78, it is something that the Lord has given me these two sentences all through my life.
七十二节。
Verse 72.
于是他按心中的纯真牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord has led us through this afternoon.
时间如果还是有的话，博信山弟兄还会有点话跟我们说，但时间不允许了，明天让他非说不可。
If time allows, our brother Sunshine would have some sharing with us, but tomorrow for sure.
我们是在感谢神，因为他带领我们，他有他自己的时间，他自己的方法。
We truly thank God because the way He leads us, He has His way and He has His methods.
但是不管他怎么来做，他总是把他的十字架交通到我们这一边。
But no matter how he does it, he uses his cross to fellowship with us.
然后让我们借着他的十字架所成就的，可以有条件来减少我们的自己。
And so that we can, by his cross, we can reduce ourselves, we have fellowship with him.
我们有点祷告吧。
Let us have some prayer.
主啊，巴不得你自己的话和你手中的工作在我们的里面给我们照明的更明亮。
Lord, we want your word and your work to be more enlightened in us.
主啊，你要照着你自己的旨意来选召了我们。
According to your own will, you have called us.
你不单是救我们脱离死亡的权势。
Not only save us from the dominion of death.
你还把我们救进你自己的国度。
You also save us into your own kingdom.
更领我们进入你那荣耀的旨意。
And you lead us to enter into your will.
这是你心里面所迫切要在我们身上所成全的。
And you desperately desire this to accomplish within us.
主是你自己的工作，你一定会完成。
It is your own work, Lord, so therefore you will accomplish.
但愿我们的主给我们更多的来看见你手中所做的。
Lord, may you let us see more of what you're doing with your hand.
也羡慕你所要做成在我们的身上的，都给成全。
And also want us to desire that what you want to do in our life will be accomplished.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look unto you.
但愿我们的主，你借着弟兄姊妹们的交通，也叫我们向你有更多的开启。
Lord, by the fellowship of our brothers and sisters, may we have a more understanding before you.
让你的旨意行在我们身上，如同行在天上。
May your will to be done on us as it is in heaven.
叫你的旨意给扩充到在全地行出来，如同在天上。
So that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们一面仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
一面等候你更大的怜悯。
We look for greater mercy from you.
继续带领弟兄姊妹们在聚会里头承受你从上头赏赐的各样的恩惠。
Continue to lead brothers and sisters to be able to receive all the grace that you have measured for us.
荣耀要归给你。
May glory be to you.
祝福归给仰望等候你的众人。
May blessing be to the multitude who wait on you.
我们将祷告。奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.